Hey everybody, welcome back to Negro Please Radio. I'm your host Chris Allen. How's everybody doing? As usual, off the top, I want to thank each and every last one of you guys for tuning in. I appreciate it. So please tell a friend, tell a coworker, tell somebody. And I will start off with my milestone. And this week, I want to talk about the fact that I think that Miles is a writer. I mean, this dude has always got projects going on. He loves journals and journaling and just writing stuff. He's always making up characters, and I went on to Amazon, and I saw that they have these blank comic book books, so I bought him a couple, and now he's starting to do his some comic books. He's getting a lot better at drawing and you know, making up these situations and stuff, so I really want to foster that. He's not really doing the maps and stuff anymore. He's starting to get into games a little bit more, but I got to find him something else. Thinking about maybe getting him a keyboard or some sort of that. He really likes music. He's starting to dance a lot more too. So he's really becoming a little boy, and it's amazing, getting tall. And he's starting to get annoyed with dad, which is kind of funny, getting short. I gotta you know, break him of that, obviously. But yeah, he's really becoming his own little person. So it's been fun, and Bot and I really enjoy being parents. And it's a constant test. It's a constant struggle to just stay on top of everything, and just, for me, just being a good dad. I feel like I'm gone a lot, and I miss a lot of time, just downtime with them, you know. Get home and we do bath and homework, and we get to play some games and stuff, but then a lot of times I'm off to doing a show, and I really just miss having an entire weekend and just hanging out and not doing much. It's kind of tough to get him out because he's kind of a homebody, which I don't know if it's good or bad, but it's so funny. I'm always like, all right man, we're gonna go out and do something. Like if the weather isn't great, I'll take him to the mall. That's kind of our little tradition. We'll go to the mall on Saturday, walk around for a bit, we'll get some Chick-fil-A, I'll get some Chinese, and we'll talk a little bit, and then I'll take him down to the little playground area. You know, he'll say he doesn't want to go, and he just wants to go home. When we get over there and all those kids are over there, and you know, I let him play for an hour or so, and when it's time to go, he doesn't want to leave, and I tell him that every time. And I'm just trying to get him to not say no immediately, and he kind of gets that from me. It's kind of my fault. But once he's out, he likes to have a good time and hang out with other kids and play. And he's starting to be a little bit more adventurous, which is good. He can be kind of scary, which and timid and afraid. And the afraid thing, yeah, but just safety conscious, I don't mind. But I want to be like, come on, man, you're six. You know, you got to have fun. The other kids are jumping off stuff. They're doing flips. And he's starting to do a little bit more of that, and it feels good. But I am glad that he's somewhat cautious. So that's fun. That's fun getting him out and seeing him interact. I love watching him talk to other kids, and I like to listen to see what they're talking about and what he's talking about. And it's just, he's got his own little life, man. It's adorable, and he's so innocent. I really enjoy it. But not a lot going on today. I'm recording this back to back. I'm trying to figure out what I wanted to talk about. I had it in my head. Now it's gone. I kind of went on this sidetrack about Miles, and then I lost it. But what the fuck? Oh, I finally bought a new couch. We've had this for like 6 years. I got a new one. I love it. It's just weird. The older you get, the shit you look forward to getting. I also got a new mattress. I was dying for a new mattress. I remember when I was younger, I was just like, I don't give a shit about a mattress. I'm sleeping on it. Now it's just like, I don't need a good mattress. I can't wait till I get to a point in my life where I can buy a $5,000 mattress. That's what I'm shooting for. People want cars and shit. Give me a $5,000-$10,000 mattress. That's what I need. So got a new mattress, got a new couch. I'm feeling good. I mentioned last episode that I was hanging out with my buddy Adrian Cosby when I was out at Liberty Funny Bone, and Adrian's probably had 50 jobs in his life. He's always looking to improve and improve his communication and relationship building, and just he does a lot of like self-searching and self-help stuff and just how to get better. And he recommended this book to me called The Four Agreements. I didn't actually buy the book, but I actually found it on YouTube, and I posted one of the a couple of the chapters on Facebook, and it was just phenomenal, the feedback that I got from people. And the Four Agreements, they basically, one of the agreements is like, don't take anything personal. Like, no matter how egregious you may feel it is, like the guy says, someone could walk up to you and just shoot you in the face and kill you. And he goes, you just have to realize, like, yeah, that killed you. You died. But that action really had nothing to do with you at all. That has something to do with how that person felt and the agreements that they made in their lives. And that's a huge problem for me. I take everything personal. And another one is don't make assumptions, and they kind of go hand in hand. It's just like I take things personally. Like if someone says something weird or did something, it's just like, oh, that person hates me. They don't like me. What did I do? I got to get them to like me. You know, I feel bad about myself, but I realize me making assumptions about why that person did that is me taking it personal. And I'll build these entire scenarios and interactions with people and have these made-up conversations that have never taken place, and it affects how I treat them and how I interact with them. And I listened to those two chapters in one night, and I can't even lie, man, I felt like that person was talking to me. I felt bad. I almost felt like I wanted to cry. Like I was like, man, this is so me. And to say that it changed my life immediately after reading sounds a little heavy-handed, but I can't lie, it really changed my attitude. Like I was just feeling bad on the inside all the time, just constant worry and dread, and I don't know, I just didn't feel good at all. Never felt good. I was always worried. And I listened to these two chapters, and like I woke up the next day and those feelings were gone. But you know, leading up to that day, for months I would wake up and I would feel fine for probably, and I'm not even exaggerating, maybe 20 minutes where I wasn't worried about anything. Nothing was bothering me, and I physically felt fine. And then, you know, I would get out of the shower, brush my teeth, and all of a sudden it was just like I would just put on this 80-pound backpack of worry and dread and despair. And I don't even know where it came from. I didn't even know where it came from. But after listening to this book, I was just like, oh, I would put on this weight of just all this fake drama that I built up in my own head that no one was even thinking about. It was all me making up these issues with people and with myself, and telling myself that I hated myself. And you know, part of it's joking around, but like the more I said it, I think the more I really believed it, and it just made me feel like shit. And after listening to that book, I mean, it was all that was gone almost immediately. And I'm sorry this is so heavy, but this is the kind of shit that was bothering me for like the last month. So hopefully you guys keep listening to it. Hopefully it can help you out, but that's just how I was feeling. You know, even when I would do my mic on Monday, I would get in there, and the attendance is low, and the shows just really haven't been going great the last month or so. And I would get up on stage and go, ugh, I hate this, you know. And before the show even got started, really started, I would just basically tank it because I felt like shit, and it was starting to affect the show and my friends and how they interacted with me. And so I just told myself I just wasn't going to do that anymore. No matter what it's like, just muscle through it, just get through it. It's a show. It's an opportunity for me to get better. And yeah. So if you get a chance, check that book out, The Four Agreements. That don't take it personal chapter really helped me out. That don't make assumptions. There's another one, be impeccable with your words. And I feel like a complete idiot because the fourth, I don't even know if I'll listen to the fourth, but to be impeccable with your words is, it's just mean what you say, you know, like the words, your words have power. And that whole thing of, you know, saying that I hated myself, I think it started to, you know, manifest and made me feel bad. But yeah, that book, for like the first week after discovering the book, I listened to each chapter probably at least once a day. It's been a few days since I've listened to it, so I probably should again. But I highly recommend that to anybody. If you just feel like you're in a rut, or you just feel like shit, or you feel like things aren't going well, just take it. Just take the 15 minutes, take the 20 minutes, or whatever it is for whatever chapter, and just listen to it, and just be open to the fact that this might apply to you. Because, dude, I'm telling you, man, every person that I shared that link with, I mean, they were like, man, this really helped me out. I had a friend share with her husband, and she said it's changed how they interact with each other. And I feel a lot better. And that's the thing with me, too. I've lived like this for so long, of just being worried and scared and just not happy with how I was, and just the dread all the time. There's still part of me that's afraid to verbally admit that I'm feeling good or I'm feeling okay, because if I do, then something bad will happen. And I'm still trying to really get out of that. I don't know why there's a fear of saying I feel good. I don't know why there's a fear in that. I don't know if anybody else feels like that, but there's a fear of admitting that things are fine. And just all the shit that I worry about, that I'm afraid of, hasn't happened and probably won't. And I can't live my life worried about this small little thing happening. And see, I was just talking about how Miles is super, super cautious. And that scares me too. It's just like, is he somehow perceiving that from me? And did me acting like that somehow seep into him? I'm so sorry that this shit is so heady and deep. I feel like a black Marc Maron right now with this shit I'm saying. But I don't know. I feel like I should just talk about it a little bit. But for the last time, the book helped me out. Four Agreements. Check it out. I feel bad that I can't remember the fourth agreement. Be impeccable with your words. Don't assume. Don't take anything personal. And there's one more that is just escaping me, and I apologize, but please check it out. Damn it. Yeah, so I'm feeling a lot better. So I will shout out to Adrian for hooking me up with that book and opening my eyes to, basically, I was the cause of 90% of my grief, worry, dread, anxiety. It's all made up. 90% of it is made up. It's all in my head. Shit that hadn't even happened. None of it was real. It was all shit that I made up. It's insane. When you take a self inventory and realize what your problems really are, and then I bet you'll realize you really don't have any at all. It's all made up. But yeah, so yep. Oh, so so after being in a good headspace, I've tried to clear out my Twitter. I got rid of so much political shit. I don't comment on it. I scroll by it. If I don't like it, I'm fucking deleting it. I'm blocking it. I'm muting it. People say that makes you weak, but I got to care about my mental health. And to me, just fighting on Twitter about somebody, with somebody, about some dumb political shit, or some racial shit, or some social shit, it's just not worth it, because you're not going to change anybody's mind. You're really not. All you can do is try to put good energy out there and just worry about you and the people that you love and care about. So that's all you can really do. And that's helped me out a lot. But, man. So not too long ago, I was in the airport. And this shit had me so mad. So I'm sitting there waiting for a flight. And this like scruffy looking mixed dude, he had one of those, like, he had a ponytail. He looked like he might have been Puerto Rican or something. But I hate this shit. This shit bothers me. I'm sure you've seen them. The people that FaceTime people in public, and they're not even looking at them. They're just talking. It's just like, just use the phone the way the phone is supposed to be used. Just put the shit up to your ear. It's like, why do you have to put the speaker up to your mouth with the phone pointed down, walking around, and there's someone on your screen, and you're not even looking at them. So he's doing that shit. You can hear the other guy talking. He's talking super loud, and it's super early in the morning. There's not a whole lot of people in the airport. People are just sitting there, tired, waiting for their flights. There's so many nooks and crannies and terminals that have absolutely no one in them. Find a corner in the airport and have your conversation. But this dude is walking around where people are seated, and he's just like, nigga that, nigga this, nigga that. I tell you, my nigga. And he's looking at me like somehow I'm going to approve of his conversation, or like he has something to... He wants me to validate him or for some reason. And then people are looking at me like, what's up with this dude? I'm looking like, I don't know this dude. It got to the point where I literally had to leave my gate and walk down 5 or 6 gates and just sit somewhere else, because I was like, I'm going to walk up to this dude, rip his phone out of his hand, and just throw it across the airport. That shit is just so ignorant. So ignorant. He's just yelling nigga in the airport at like 8:30 in the morning. I hated this dude. I wanted to fight this dude. And he was talking to somebody about how somebody owed him something or something, and if he don't have whatever he needed, then he was going to do this. It's like, dude, you're like 5'7" and you might weigh 120 pounds if you're lucky. So infuriating. I couldn't stand this dude. That happened on a train coming back from New York. Some dude got on and again, on speakerphone, talking about how he almost killed two people and he had to get out of town, and now he headed to her house and appreciate the train ticket. I knew this dude was going to be an issue when he got on that plane and on that train and all of his shit. He had one backpack, a pillow, and the rest of his shit was literally in a trash bag. I knew it. I knew it was going to be an issue, and it was a packed train, and he sat like 2 rows behind me, and it was fucking awful. I wanted to throw this dude off the plane, off the train. I hated it. That's so ignorant. So fucking ignorant. It just made me mad. I couldn't take it. So luckily that I was only on that train for like another half hour, and I just listened to music, and I would just lift my ear piece every once in a while, still just talk the entire time. And went from him talking about killing people and how he's going to do this, that, and the third. And then at one point I lifted up my earpiece, and then he's talking about the Bible and Jesus and God and church, and, you know, it, just an insane conversation. Insane conversation. I hope, I don't want to wish anything bad on anybody, but goddamn, it was just embarrassing. I typically don't get embarrassed by other shit that black people do, but that was embarrassing. I can't lie. It really was. But, all right, that's about 20. 1935, I think I made it. These are back-to-back apps. I'm sorry that this was so heavy, but I think I kind of owe people somewhat of an explanation of what I was going through and how I got through it. Hopefully this wasn't super boring, but if you get a chance, please check out The Four Agreements. It's a great book, and share with people. But there's a show. That's the show. Thanks for listening. I hope you can't hear all this clicking on my phone. I'm out. Peace.